Blog Talk Radio.
My heart is full of admiration for you, my Lord, my God and King. Your excellence, my inspiration, your words of grace have made my spirit sing. You love what's right and hate all evil. Therefore, your God sets you on high and on your head pours oil of gladness while fragrance fills your royal palace.
worship the Lord with us. Because He is worthy. Thank you, Jesus. If you know the song, sing out with us. There is a fountain.
There is a fountain.
Thank you. Welcome to Reflections. Tonight we're still looking at the prayer of thanksgiving, and we're excited about it because we're seeing the power that is in thanksgiving, especially when we have an attitude and develop a lifestyle of thanksgiving. And as we searched the scriptures, we saw so many prayers with regards to thanksgiving. And one such prayer was this one. It's just amazing the things that God will accomplish through us and in us if we remember to say thank you. I think sometimes we have to go back to the old school where we visit and we spend time with children, because children teach us how to live enthusiastically and how to live thankful lives. The smallest thing or smallest detail conveys a love out of them with regards to hearts. And you can almost see where the Lord says, except we become converted and become as little children, it would be difficult to enter the kingdom, because children are loving. They have such an innocence, such a love for those who care for them. And something came to my mind today that I thought was quite interesting, is that when you win the loyalty of a pet animal, a dog, and the loyalty of children, that is so, so precious. And we see even the pets, where they are absolutely thankful when you give them treats or when you recognize and you acknowledge them. And children are the same way. And I think that if we want to see the results kingdom-wise, then we have to become children that are filled with a heart of thanksgiving, letting God constantly know that we appreciate him, that the things that he does, great or small, grabs our attention and causes us to give him a heartfelt thanksgiving. Let's just read this. A prayer of thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I sing praise to you before the gods. I face your holy temple, bow down, and praise your name. Because of your constant love and faithfulness, because you have shown that your name and your commands are supreme, you answered me when I called to you. With your strength, you strengthened me. If we look at this, this is an amazing thanksgiving. This is, I love this part. You answered me when I called you. With your strength, you strengthened me. So that was a strength exchange, praise God. There was something so tangible that Psalmist David said, I exchanged my weakness for your strength. And so the power, again, of thanksgiving, it keeps us on our toes. All the kings in the world will praise you, Lord, because they have heard your promises. They will sing about what you have done and about your great glory. Even though you are so high above, you care for the lowly, and the proud cannot hide from you. I love this. There's no hiding place. When I am surrounded by troubles, you keep me safe. And I think that, again, when that becomes a reality in our lives, when we begin to practice the word of God, and I like what Brother Lawrence said so long ago, he says, practice the presence of God. When you practice the presence of God, then you know when he's done something that you can't keep quiet. God opposed my angry enemies and save me by your power. You will do everything you have promised. Your Lord, your love is eternal. Complete the work that you have begun. And again, we can take these psalms and make them ours. We can take these psalms and begin to pray them and step by step and moment by moment see the hand of God. And I know that when we pray, God has creative ways. Sometimes it might not happen the way that we think it should happen or will happen. But we see that there's a creative aspect of how God meets our needs. And when others refuse to help us and our hearts are sincere and our motives are pure, no matter who forsakes you, no matter who rejects you, if you are a man or a woman of prayer, a boy or girl, and your heart is filled with thanksgiving, you can stand on this scripture. When I am surrounded by troubles, that means trouble is beaten on every hand. That means that everywhere you look, it's trouble. And it's something about trouble. When it comes, it comes. But then when you begin to give God thanks, there's something about it that begins to dissipate. And the psalmist says, when I am surrounded by troubles, you keep me safe. You oppose my angry enemies and save me by your power. And it's something when you see God do that, you don't have to wait for the testimony of someone else. When you literally see God take up your cause, when you literally see that you're surrounded by trouble and there's no breathing space, there's no moment to capture the moment, you sense that God begins to carry you, as he promised in one psalm. He said that he would carry you, that even to your old age that he would carry you. And sometimes it's at that point where God picks you up and allows you to see that he places people strategically. I thank God for so many small and large things. I had an encounter today, and I thank God for it, and I needed some assistance. And the man kept saying, God places us in strategic places so that we can be a blessing. And he kept saying, and I want to be a blessing. And I tell you, he was a blessing. He was a blessing in such a way that I knew that it was God. I knew that it was God. It's sometimes like you can't shut it out. You can't shut it down. That God use and will use strategic people in strategic places when he has a project that needs to be done or completed. And he's given others opportunity to be a blessing. And sometimes we find it so difficult to be a blessing. And that's all God wants us to be, is to be a blessing, to be people who are filled with thanksgiving and people who are grateful for the things that he does for us. Because the word of God says that he daily loads us with benefits. And in that he daily loads us with benefits, we begin to realize and say, okay, what are those benefits? And when we see that He makes a way out of no way, and we see that there's nothing too difficult for him. When we see that God makes up in his mind that he will bless us, and in blessing he will bless us. No matter what others may try to abort, sabotage, when God is out to bless you and you are filled with thanksgiving, any kind of way that God has to get it to you, he will make a way out of no way so that you will be able to receive that blessing and receive the benefits that he daily has for you. He daily loads you with benefits. He daily fills your cup to overflowing. He daily causes you to see a way out of no way. He daily just blesses you in such a way. You woke up this morning, and it should be thanksgiving on your lips because you were able to dress yourself. You were able to see. You were able to do so many things that so many people can't do. And so when you begin to allow that to fill your heart and fill your emotions, that the Lord woke you up and that he filled you with good things and that he caused men to grant you favor when it wasn't necessary. And when you begin to see that, your heart begins to overflow with thanksgiving to the Creator because of what he does when we least expect it. He wants to bless us. He will bless us. And it's as our hearts remain open and thankful, we will begin to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. We will take a quick break and we will be right back.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord with us. Because he is worthy. You know the song, sing out with us, "There is a Fountain."
There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's name. As sinners plunge in that blood,
Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of adoration. He's worthy of thanksgiving.